Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience of RBN, far and wide. Oh, we have a great guest for you today, and we'll get him on here right quickly, and you'll be pleased, I think, to hear from a journalist and a reporter in his own right, and a very, very interesting personality. So we're planning today to have on Mike Rivero. And so we'll see him really soon coming up on the screen saying, hey, yes, we're connected. So we'll put that work and that job to the producer and hope the numbers are correct. And we'll look forward to that as soon as possible. I just would like to share with you a couple of quotes, and then maybe you could put them into perspective. President John F. Kennedy, 1963. We do not want a Pax Americana enforced on the world by American weapons of war, not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and to build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for America, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time. 1963. Listen to what Senator Barack Obama said in August/issue of Foreign Affairs in 2007. President, but then Senator Obama. Quote, I will not hesitate to use force unilaterally, if necessary, to protect the American people or our vital interests wherever we are attacked or imminently threatened. We must also consider using military force in circumstances beyond self-defense in order to provide for the common security that undermines global stability, to support friends, participate in stability and reconstruction operation, or confront mass atrocities. 70,000 men into Afghanistan in the near future. Good afternoon. We have Mike Rivero online. It's a pleasure to say hi to you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has, Barbara Jean, and aloha to you and all of your listeners.
Aloha. I don't know which island you are on, but I visited there, and anyone will do. Okay. I hope you, well, maybe not Molokai. But anyway, I hope you have a wonderful experience in Hawaii. You'll live longer because you're there. I know.
Yeah, it's a very healthy place out here, and, you know, a lot of sun, a lot of good weather, a lot of exercise in the ocean and everything. And I am on the island of Oahu. In fact, my little studio here, if I look out the left window, I look down on the Arizona Memorial. So that should tell you where I am.
Oh, it does. I used to have a condo on Lures, and so I wouldn't be too far away from where you are, maybe. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to let you, as a journalist and a researcher, and you had something to do with, let's have you tell the listeners a little bit about you when we return, okay? What your interests are, what you do.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Mike Rivero, today's guest. Why don't you tell the listeners out there a little bit about you and what brought you to doing radio and all the investigative research, so forth. Tell us about yourself.
Well, it's kind of a long story, and I'll try and be brief about it, but basically, I've been doing this now for about 16 years, and it all began years and years ago, quite by accident. My day job is in motion picture and television, visual effects, and 3D animation. I do commercials and stuff, and I work on movies and TV series. And so I've got a pretty good feel for when a picture I'm looking at is genuine, or when it is fake, or when it is staged. And many years ago, I was still living in North Hollywood, and this is during the Clinton administration, and I saw a story come on the TV in my studio just, you know, by chance, showing a photograph that was leaked by the White House to Reuters, supposedly to help prove that White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster had committed suicide. There were already questions starting to go around about, was this really a suicide or was it a murder? And I looked at the picture, and the instant I looked at it, I said, this is a setup. It's a stage shot. There's so much missing that should be there. And so I frame captured the image, and I put it up on my website, and I took it with me to my job the next day, which was actually in the same building with CNN's Hollywood Bureau. And so during lunchtime, we shared the same outside cafe, and I was showing the picture, and I was saying, this is wrong. This is not real. That very night, we started getting threatening phone calls. The people I was doing work for were getting calls saying, don't hire this guy. And people I'd known for 10 years were afraid to talk to me. I mean, that's how serious the blacklisting was. So ultimately, my wife and I were forced to leave Southern California, and for a while we lived in the Pacific Northwest. And then we came out here to Hawaii. I succeeded in landing finally a job on a movie, and we just decided to stay here. And I basically kept the blog going. I've been blogging since before the word was around, and I moved the political stuff off of my business website into its own domain. It is currently known by the name whatreallyhappened.com. It's pretty well developed, and we have a lot of members, and we have a lot of readers and posters from around the world. And then 3 years ago, I was approached by a rival radio network, I won't say who, and they gave me a radio show, and I've actually been with a couple of different networks now. I'm still with the original one, the first one that gave me a job, but I've I've had a couple of other situations going. And there's obviously an audience out there for people who want to find out what is really going on. I think the American people have come to realize, especially in the aftermath of the claims about Saddam's nuclear bombs, the American people are very much aware that the U.S. government does lie to us. It lies to us all the time about very, very important things. Most Americans are very dismayed to find out not only that our country has been torturing people, but that it's been doing it all along. And Americans are realizing that they are indeed the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And this is not something that America is supposed to be. The government does not have the right to lie to the people. It's not in the Constitution. The Tenth Amendment prohibits the government from assuming a right and a power and authority to lie to us. And so as a result, people in the United States, just as they did in the former Soviet Union, they are abandoning the traditional corporate-sponsored, government-approved media, and they're finding their own means of mass communication to find out what is really going on so that they can make good choices.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad you're contributing to the need for good information, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I'm happy to have you on, and I'm asking you to just kind of set the stage for the issues that you'd like to explore and to inform the listening audience of RBN this very day. So welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I think probably the top story has to be the situation in Iran. It is continuing to escalate, and I want people to be very, very cautious about this, because in normal elections, if the pre-election polling and the exit polls match the official result, that's generally considered confirmation of the accuracy of the election. If you have one candidate who's leading in the pre-election polls and in the exit polls, and then suddenly in the middle of the night, the other candidate wins amazingly, that is considered evidence of vote fraud pretty much everywhere on earth, except, of course, here in the United States, where the media will simply say, well, those gosh darn pollsters, they just must have been silly or something like that. So the reality is that Ahmadinejad had a 2-to-1 margin going into the election. The exit poll said the same. The official results are pretty much consistent with that. It is the same margin by which he won his previous election. So there is really no evidence to support election fraud. There is simply a lot of hue and cry. And what I want to do is take everybody briefly back for a little bit of tour through history, because our country, the United States of America, unfortunately, has a very bad habit of going in and overthrowing governments they don't like to put in puppets who will be sympathetic to American business interests, usually at serious cost to their own people. And so what I've been putting out on my show and on my website and my Twitter page and everything, this is starting to look like a repeat of 1953, when the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh, Mohammad Mossadegh, and installed the Shah of Iran, who created his secret police, the Savak, who were as brutal as the Gestapo. And so my message to everybody in Iran right now is be very careful you don't get suckered into another coup, because the last time you fell for it, you wound up with the Shah. And, of course, that created the situation which led to the Second Revolution and Ayatollah Khomeini and the taking of the embassy hostages and that whole situation. And this is by no means unique. I mean, in 1954, in Guatemala, the CIA, again, overthrew a democratically elected government, Jacob Arbenz. And in both of these cases, Mossadegh and Arbenz, the issue was U.S. business property. Mossadegh wanted to basically restore the profitability of Iran's oil industry to the people of Iran. British Petroleum didn't like that. In Guatemala, it was all about United Fruit, and it's interesting idea of just how deep the corruption runs. CIA Director Alan Dulles owned stock in United Fruit Company, which was in danger of being nationalized by Arbenz. So it just keeps going on. 1959 in Haiti, the U.S. installs Papa Doc Duvalier as dictator of Haiti. His secret police force, the Tonton Macoutes, murdered 100,000 people with machetes to keep up the reign of terror over those people. 61, the Bay of Pigs, was an attempt to overthrow Castro. That didn't work out so well. Same 61, Dominican Republic, CIA assassinated Rafael Trujillo, who had actually been one of the CIA's own people, but his business interests had grown so large they were competing with American business interests and losing the money. So he got taken out. And the list just goes on and on. In the Congo, the assassination of Patrice Lumumba, Dominican Republic again, 64 Brazil, Indonesia, Greece, and of course we know down in Chile in 1973, the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Salvador Allende and installed the dictator Pinochet, which began the period of the Great Disappearances. As recently as 1975 and down in Australia, the CIA toppled the democratically elected government of Prime Minister Edward Whitlam. It just, you know, it goes on and on and on. We have the Iran-Contra scandal. That one fell apart. That was an attempt to overthrow the democratically elected government of Nicaragua and install a new puppet. 1989 invaded Panama and removed the Manuel Noriega, and he's making license plates down in Florida now. So here's the bottom line. The United States has got a history of going into other people's countries and seriously screwing around with them. And this is the reason they hate us. They don't hate us because of our freedoms. They hate us because we come in, we'll topple over, we'll overthrow or assassinate the people they voted for, and we will install a puppet government that is subservient to U.S. business interests. And it is always a disaster for the people living in that country. So what we're seeing in Iran right now is looking to me like a repeat of 1953. And if the Iranian people fall for it, they're going to wind up with another Shah on their hands.
Wow. The Iran-Contra and the idea of Nicaragua and all that that was involved there, we just barely found that out, wasn't it? Because somebody had a plane accident or...
That was Eugene Hassenfuss. Yeah, the plane crashed and that blew the whole Iran-Contra scandal all over the place. And interestingly enough, Ahmadinejad's opponent in Iran right now, Mousavi, is an associate of Ghorbanifar, who was part of that whole Iran-Contra weapons smuggling aspect of that case. So we're dealing, in many cases, with a lot of the same people.
It reads like we ought to be talking about Vince Flynn novels that I've been reading lately. He couldn't be more correct on how it works, you know. I just am stunned that the normal American citizen doesn't understand what you have just told us all. It's hard to accept. I would say there's a faction of maybe CIA and military that are set to go on this kind of operation, maybe at all times. And that's sort of aside. We don't speak about that, but that's how it really works. Just like he's writing about in his novels, it seems like. So we are then not the good guys.
No, we're not. We're not. And the example I like to use to people is the way that Adolf Hitler started World War II. He went over to a town in Germany called Gliwice near the Polish border, and it was famous for having one of the most powerful radio stations in Germany. Ironically enough, it was famous for its twin radio towers, which were the highest structures in that part of Germany at the time. And Hitler had his own people dress up as Polish resistance fighters or Polish activists, partisans, what have you, and attack the radio station. And the radio station is on the air screaming, we're being attacked by Polish people. And they even took a real Polish prisoner and shot him and left the body to be found there. That's how total the frame-up was. 24 hours later, Adolf Hitler gets on the radio all across Germany and says, we have been attacked by Poland. We must invade them now before they can attack us again. March,
we'll go
Germany.
To break here.
Okay.
Mike, we'll go to break. We'll pick it up in Germany when we come back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928. 8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
To the listeners, continuing with our information from Mike Rivero, who is our guest today. We're happy to have him on. Consider two towers, tallest objects or buildings in Germany at the time. Is that what you were saying?
Well, there were radio towers, transmitter towers, the open truss kind of tower that you find with AM and shortwave broadcasting, you know, the big, tall radio towers. There were two of them, and they were at the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, and Hitler had his own people, pretending to be from Poland, attack the radio station. The radio station was broadcasting over most of Germany and saying, help, help, we're under attack. They took a genuine Polish prisoner and shot him and left the body to be found. And basically, it was a false flag terror attack, if you will. Hitler got on the radio the next day and said, we've been attacked by Poland, we must invade them before they can attack us again, and marched Germany into Poland and the world into World War II. Now, if you go back and you read your Sun Tzu and The Art of War, he says right in there, all war is based on deception. And one of the things he means by that is, when one world leader decides they're going to wage war on another country, they're going to start a war, they must lie to their own people, because war is a dull, drab, dreary, miserable job, very poorly paid and very, very dangerous. And most people left to themselves would probably decide, I don't want to get involved with this thing. So the leader that wants to start a war has to lie to his own country to convince them there is no other choice. We know now, going back looking through history, that there, in fact, were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin chasing the USS Maddox. It has been established forensically that there was no Spanish mine that sunk the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. It was just an onboard fire and some bad engineering. We know now, because of documents declassified in 1994, that Franklin Roosevelt not only knew the Japanese were coming to attack Pearl Harbor, he had goaded them into it following an 8-step plan written by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum to provoke Japan into the attack as a backdoor to get into the war against Hitler. So every time a war has been started, there is a lie used to convince the people there is no other choice. They hate us. They're coming for us. They'll kill us in our sleep unless we go kill them first. That is the biggest of all the big lies, and it is used over and over and over again. So what is the big lie we were used to go into Iraq? Nuclear bombs. And we know now, there never were any weapons of mass destruction that were in Iraq. We've got both President Bush and former Vice President Dick Cheney on videotape admitting that there was no evidence linking Iraq to 9/11. And now, most recently, we have found out that the claim that Iraq and al-Qaeda were allied rested solely on a single confession extracted under torture. And so it's just a complete lie. It was the big lie to convince us that we had to go into Iraq. And even going back to the 90s in Operation Desert Storm, that whole dog and pony show about the nurse at the United Nations saying how the mean old Iraqi troops were taking premature babies out of the incubators and leaving them on the floor to die while the incubators were sent back to Baghdad, that was a manufactured story. It was manufactured by public relations firm Hill & Knowlton. And so it's all lies to trick you into leaving the safety of your home and the warmth of your family and going off and invading another country and stealing their wealth and bringing it back home for our leaders.
And this mix, we should seek to understand United States media and the propaganda that is plenished across this land by our media. If the people could see or could hear you or what you have just spoken be written on the front page of a paper, we would probably be a wiser nation. But we have a government-controlled media, and, of course, the propaganda is what most people know.
You are absolutely correct. If our media were actually carrying out their self-proclaimed traditional role of being a watchdog on government abuse, we would not be anywhere near in the mess that we're in on several fronts here. But there is no question, going back at least to the end of World War II, there was a program by the CIA called Operation Mockingbird that sought to completely co-opt the American media by making sure that CIA assets were in positions of control at all of the major newspapers, at all of the major TV networks, at all of the major radio networks, to make sure that only the government's point of view on most stories was being allowed out. And right now, one of the reasons, especially in the last week, we have seen the corporate traditional media just totally going hog wild, trying to claim that the 9/11 truth movement are anti-American, they hate the country, they're trying to bring it down, they're all wackos and crazies. And it's just piling up more and more, because the problem facing the corporate media is they stood shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. government and lied to us all about Saddam's nuclear bombs, even when it was very obvious that these claims were unsupportable. And so as a result, if the government's credibility is coming down, and it is, the corporate media's credibility is linked to it. They can't de-link. They can't turn around and say, we're sorry, we're going to start being truthful. Their fate is the fate of the government, and they're kind of circling the wagon. They just took another body check today, as a matter of fact, on the issue of 9/11, because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the supposed mastermind of 9/11, has basically come out and said, I said whatever the torturers wanted me to say. I said whatever they wanted to hear so that they would stop torturing me. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's link to 9/11 is another confession extracted under torture.
We'll pick it up when we come back. I can hear the music. Call your friends and neighbors. Say, listen in to RBN. You'll learn something today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And we're talking about Iran a bit here today. And I've been trying to reflect. 1979 was, 80 that Reagan went in, and wasn't there something to do with a delay of when the hostages would be released? And wasn't there information from certain pilots that suggested that George H.W. Bush was on a flight to work this thing out and monies were passed in Paris or something like that? Do you remember that story?
You're talking about the October surprise, and basically what was going on there is, when the Shah of Iran had pushed his people to revolt and the Ayatollah Khomeini came to power, there was the kidnapping of the embassy workers and holding them as the hostages, and it had become a major, major problem for Jimmy Carter, who was getting ready to run for re-election. And so what it was, Jimmy Carter had officially approached Iran government to government and said, I would like you to release the hostages in October, and this is what I will give you in exchange for it. And this was in the aftermath of that attempted rescue, which went really bad in the deserts of Iran. And a lot of people have said that was actually sabotage, because there were parties within the United States who didn't want the hostages rescued or released while Jimmy Carter was still president, because it would have guaranteed his reelection. So anyway, the story is that Jimmy Carter did reach a deal with the government of Iran, and when word of that got out, that the people who were gathering around Ronald Reagan's run for the White House approached Iran, which was, by the way, illegal. It is illegal for private citizens to engage in foreign policy activity, okay? But they approached Iran, they said, look, if you hang on to the hostages until after the election, we'll give you a lot more weapons and a lot more money and a lot more goodies than Jimmy Carter promised you. And so basically that's that's what happened. The term October surprise, the reason they call it the October surprise, is it was going to be a surprise to everybody when the hostages came home in October, and Jimmy Carter would have ridden that into a second term. So by convincing the government of Iran to hang on to the hostages, they basically pulled the rug out of Jimmy Carter's reelection. Reagan became president, the hostages were released, and the stage was set for the eventual Iran-Contra disaster, because now we were providing arms to Iran, and it just got to be a very ugly situation. Then we had to turn around and we were backing Iraq to go and, you know, take away the arms that we gave to Iran. And it really is the duplicity. It's amazing because we have a friendly government in Iran, then we get a non-friendly government, then we start a war with a neighbor against them, and we arm Iraq against Iran. Then that war is over, and now we have to go into Iraq and take the weapons back or bomb them. And it's just an ongoing process, and it grinds up tax dollars, it grinds up materiel, and worst of all, it is killing young Americans in uniform who don't understand why we're always seem to be making war on people that only a few years ago we were calling our friends.
And it was pilots who were involved in that secret meeting for the delay of what was planned in October that then eventually start telling their story, and then their lives are pretty much damaged and they end up in prison and all that. A very, very ugly story. I remember having some kind of a contact with someone that thought I should have some information, and I'm looking at these stories of the pilot and how they were destroyed with their families and had to go to prison and that sort of thing. People need to become aware. I call it the underbelly of America. It isn't pretty. But
no, it's very ugly.
Only then can we make a difference to change it. If we don't know these things, then we're happy, yeah? And continuing, I think it is so frightening that we are now going to energize once again in Afghanistan. And we're there 8.5 years practically. Russia or the Soviet Union was there for 8.5 years and left. We're thinking we're going to accelerate. Now we see the hyphen Afghanistan hyphen Pakistan. What on earth are we trying to accomplish?
Okay, well, I'll explain that in a minute, but first of all, I have a little trivia question for you. Who was the last military commander to successfully conquer and hold Afghanistan?
Alexander the Great.
You got it. That's right, you've won a living room set. Anyway.
I win.
You win. Not many people know that one. That is a toughie there, and they say, are you kidding? Nobody. Afghanistan, throughout most of the 1800s, was called the graveyard of empires because everybody who went in there trying to conquer the place wound up really not doing very well at all. Now, as far as what's going on with Afghanistan, Pakistan, it's actually related to what's been going on over in Russian Georgia and the little conflict between Putin and Saakashvili. If you look at a map of that part of the world, and with the understanding that Russia will probably support Iran in the event of an eventual invasion, there are really only two land routes by which Russia can send materials and supplies and even possibly troops down to Iran. One is through Pakistan, and the other is across that land bridge between the Caspian and the Black Seas. And so I think the strategy was that if we could kick up a couple of wars in those regions, they would act as natural roadblocks, and Russia cannot realistically support Iran by air because the U.S. and Israel will have air superiority over Iran. So I think that was the reason why all of a sudden, as we started to move toward Iran, they said, well, let's blockade Russia by kicking up these little kerfuffles in Pakistan and in Georgia. The one in Georgia didn't work out too well, and now that the United Nations mandate has expired, the U.N. troops have to get out of there, and it's just Russia and Georgia again. And so Russia has got that door open should they feel they need to move into Iran.
Very, very interesting. I just would hope people would be historians and learn from all of this history that has just been developed and presented to you today of how these things have occurred, what the result is, and to all the families out there who may have lost someone in Afghanistan or in Iraq, I would say my heart goes out to you. Why did your son or daughter lose their life in Iraq? Why did they really have to go? We've talked about that. It comes down to what Mike so well placed. You have to lie to your own people. And a lot of people had hope with this campaign and the new president that there would be more transparency and that there would be an end and things would happen different militarily. You know, I believe it's hard because you do your own thing in your society, your daily life, you're maneuvering around. Maybe you even get to go to Waikiki, whatever. But we forget that we're at war. I mean, that isn't drilled into us daily as it should be. Do you think so by the media? I feel like it's almost on a separate message board.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And the reason is because the American people, by and large, still don't like the idea of war. They're very much opposed to it. I mean, we in the ramp up back in 2003 with the ramp up into Iraq, and even with all the propaganda about, you know, battle Saddam and what a terrible person he was, most Americans didn't want the war. There were massive protests against it. The U.S. government just wasn't listening. And so the corporate media, they only report on enough of the wars to say, yes, we're covering the war. But meanwhile, we've got Miss California and her almost topless shots. And, you know, they really throw a lot of stuff at us, which doesn't, you know, it's designed to attract our curiosity and distract us from the real issues. But it isn't news. I mean, I have a very simple rule. What constitutes the news? And the news is that which affects your life directly. And if it doesn't affect your life directly, then it isn't news. It's a distraction. It's fluff. And we're seeing so much of that on the TV news these days.
I keep looking for those wonderful journalists that should come and talk to us and tell us what we need to know. I reiterate, if the newspaper would print just what Mike just put in front of you within the last 15 or 20 minutes, things would be so different. We have a caller joining with us, Marilyn in California. Marilyn, welcome.
Hi, folks. I just passed by the radio and heard what you're talking about. This is the kind of thing that really interests me. I heard your guest, Mike. I don't know your last name.
Mike Rivero.
Oh, okay. Of course. Talking about Russia. Now, there's several different people that I listen to that have different ideas about Russia. I know that I started my research with Anthony Sutton's book that proved that we were the ones to set up communism worldwide, and in particular Russia. And, you know, FDR was a great friend with Stalin, Uncle Joe, they called him. What do you think the current situation is, Mike? Are we still behind the scenes pulling the purse strings of Russia, or have they broken loose of the Rothschild Anglo-American, you know, hegemony, or however you want to say it, and are they now independent and actually becoming an enemy, a true enemy at the top of the top ranks of the United States?
Well, I would say partly you are correct. Putin has definitely broken free from the Western-style banking powers. I mean, that was the whole point of ejecting all of the oligarchs, because they basically saw an opportunity when the USSR fell, and during that confusion leading to the creation of the Russian republics, they worked to basically consolidate their power. And when the new Russian republics were forming, they wanted to try and reimpose, again, the debt-based central banking system model, which proved so ruinous to so many other countries. And Putin basically drew a line and said, no, the oligarchs have to get out. They're corrupt, they're criminals, and, you know, you can either leave or I can put you in jail. And it was at that point that we started seeing all of this really terrible rhetoric about Russia coming from Israeli sources. And I know that Israel, part of their long-term agenda, they would be perfectly happy to see the United States and Russia destroy each other in a mutually destructive nuclear war, which would leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal functionally in charge of the Middle East and Central Asia. And because of their control over the oil flow, basically the entire world.
I don't know. Can I ask one more question?
Sure. If you'll just hold your question a minute, we'll bring you on. I just wanted to inform those that may not know that the first formal step by our major trading partners to replace the dollar as the world's reserve is taking place right now, June 15th and June 16th, Monday and Tuesday, in your cat. Yeah, I'll say it right. Yekaterinburg, Russia. The Chinese president is there, the Russian president, and top six national figures from Shanghai Corporation organization. And the United States asked to be invited to this little get-together in Russia, carrying on this very day, and our invitation was declined. Back to you, Marilyn.
Just a question. I'm a Christian, and so I sort of take the Bible and what it – I'm not a Zionist Christian, by the way. Let me get that right out front. I sort of take what the Bible says as biblical truth, as gospel truth, so to speak. Now, the Bible states pretty clearly that in the end, Russia and Iran will line up against everybody else. And this sort of makes sense that Russia might have broken loose at this point and is getting itself ready and gearing up for a war with Israel and the United States. But I certainly don't think the United States is a true ally of biblical Israel. Any thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, you know, I've read the Bible. I don't actually recall seeing the word Russia in there. But as far as the ally of Israel, Israel has successfully exploited the religious beliefs of American people to build a large measure of support. But I think Israel's leadership is not particularly concerned with religion. They are, like most leaders, concerned with their own vanity and their own wealth and enrichment. And Israel is in an expansionist phase. Their flag has two blue lines on it, which represent, again, exploiting the biblical myth. The Nile and the Euphrates River, which is supposed to represent God's original gift of Israel to the Hebrews that followed Moses out of Egypt. But again, that's just coming from the Bible. I think the relationship between the United States government and Israel, there was talk about this special relationship. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I suspect there's a lot of coercion, a lot of blackmail, a lot of outright bribery. We know that AIPAC donates millions and millions of dollars to American congressional candidates and will go out of their way to destroy the congressional career of anybody who refuses to support Israel.
Would you please just take a second and inform the listener that may ask, what's AIPAC? Just give them a little bit of background. Very powerful lobby, and just carry it on a little bit. Someone out there might not know.
Okay, you're absolutely correct. AIPAC is called, that stands for the American Israel Political Affairs Committee. It is the largest foreign power lobby in the United States. It is, amazingly enough, not required to register as the agent of a foreign government as any other such lobby would be required to do. So that's kind of very strange. They have a tremendous amount of power with Congress and the president. Every year when they have their convention, half of Congress will show up and promise to always do whatever Israel says. We saw recently with the AIPAC spy case where two of the AIPAC officials, Rosen and Wiseman, basically got to walk on espionage charges. And there was that other situation where Jane Harman was caught, on a phone tap, offering to intervene on behalf of these AIPAC spies in exchange for political favors that she knew AIPAC could get for her, which was a higher position within the House hierarchy. So AIPAC is basically a foreign government's agent of influence inside the United States government. They're incredibly, incredibly powerful. So when we talk about the special relationship between Israel and the United States, much of it seems to come through AIPAC, and a lot of people think Israel has an extraordinary amount of, in fact, some people say inappropriate amount of control over U.S. government and over U.S. foreign policy, to the point where right now the U.S. government is seriously considering a bill that would outlaw merely saying that Israel has excessive influence over the U.S. government.
Outlawing your ability to say something that is true.
That's pretty serious.
Marilyn, we thank you for calling in. We have another caller we'd like to take. Thank you for waiting to all of you. George in Texas, you're on with Mike Rivero.
How you doing, Mike? How you doing?
Hi.
Yes, I just like to know, with this audit the Fed bill, the momentum it's gaining. The thing is, I hope if this does come to fruition, when they audit the Fed, I would like to see get to the root of these foundations that are behind the Fed, and I want to find out how much money these foundations have given to enslave this country and to work against the interest of this country, because I do really think all these foundations and these bankers are part of the mess that we're in right now.
Oh, absolutely, without a question.
I mean, because before the Federal Reserve Act came into being, these money trusts came up with this foundation to sort of like avoid the income tax.
George, we're going to go to break, so we'll be back in just a moment. We thank you for calling in, and we'll listen to you when we come back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Just a fine few minutes left with Mike, as I understand it, and we want to thank you for being on. So we had another caller, Randy in Illinois, if we can bring him on to have interaction with you, Mike Rivero. Randy in Illinois, are you with us?
Hey, Barbara Jean, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
I wanted to run something by you. Have you looked at the situation in Sri Lanka? In terms of the Tamil Tigers?
Well, I mean, there is so much going on right now. I'm having to triage, and right now the focus tends to be on Iran and the U.S. economy. So I have not had enough time to really look at Sri Lanka as much as it probably deserves.
Well, it was just to help me out in terms of maybe I am crazy. Does it seem like there's like a power shift in the background starting to just break away? Like, for example, the Sri Lankans, the Tamil Tigers, they were kicked out, and now do you think the Pakistanis may realize that they're being played by the U.S. government?
I think pretty much every country realizes they're being played by the U.S. government. It's just you have people in charge of those countries who think that if they play along, that their own personal fortunes will improve. I mean, that's basically the rulership of countries seems to be a continuing process of selling out, you know, whose water you're going to carry. And a true independence is reserved, I guess, for the superpowers and those with nuclear weapons.
Well, in terms of the Pakistanis, so you think their military will, I don't know, basically turn against the Pakistani ruling elite and say, hey, we know you Taliban were created by the Yankees. Well, we're going to kick you out. Once they kick them out, maybe America might get a hint and leave.
Well, I know the U.S. would like to find an excuse to go into Pakistan. They're already screaming about the nuclear weapons. But you need to remember the Taliban, the word means students. All the Taliban is are the people who filled the power vacuum when the last government collapsed. And we wouldn't have these groups springing up if we weren't going around to other countries, messing with their governments and bringing down the ones we don't like. And that list I was mentioning about all the CIA overthrows, more than a few of those, the wrong people got in after we overthrew the democratically elected government. The people that we didn't want wound up taking over. And so, you know, we're playing very dangerous games with other people's nations.
Mike, can you stay on for a few minutes, or are you about?
Yes, I can.
Okay, that'll be great, because we're going to be to the top of the hour, and we have other callers that would like to hear from you, get your opinion. So thank you very much. We'll go to the top here shortly, and we'll go then next to another caller. But back to you, Randy, one other comment or question. Okay, then we're going to turn to Mark in Texas, and you can present your question and comment, and then maybe we'll respond to you after the break that's coming up.
Good afternoon. I love y'all's topic about the fluff in the news media, because the recent scaff that they really tried to pull off on us was this controversial back and forth between Palin and Letterman. Wasn't that just a piece of work?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, we had Letterman. They just had a new talk show host take over, I don't know, one of the other networks, you know, Conan, whatever.
We'll go to break and go to the top. Stay okay. With us, Mark, in Texas.
With recent